genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, welcome back to it. Wednesday here on the program. All right. And I look down and I say, my God, they got Doherty on the lineup. Must be a good day. I must be living right, because there's Michael Doherty, my hero. Should be yours. Right there on the rundown. And there he is on the phone. Doherty, you all right?
I'm okay. I'm in California, but I'm leaving tonight on the red eye, so I'm okay. It's that three-day rule.
Yeah, 3 days. Yeah, 3 days and gone. Yeah, I gotcha. So let me ask you about all these things going on in Washington as you keep up with everything that's happening. Chuck Schumer's out to save us and help us all, just so you know, right up front. Chuck Schumer's there to look out for you and me, Doherty. And one of the things that he thinks should happen is that Chairman Nunes should step down immediately because of impropriety or something like that. What do you make of that?
Well, I this guy vomits so much self-righteous crap. It's hard to keep up.
Vomitus Maximus. That'd be his official name in the arena.
Well, because I know he would probably be a rabbi if he wasn't a politician, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's really such an amazing person.
Just
ask
him.
Pelosi, right, with him. And Schiff, I mean, the three of them are they're trying to fill the void up from Harry Reid is the biggest liar of the 21st century. And so these guys don't say anything. This is an entire strategy to derail Trump, to wear everybody down, and gaslight, which means if I say these people are liars over and over and over and over, then they are. This is like, this guy's head of the committee, was an independent investigator. The Democrats, when they have power of committees, don't talk to Republicans all day long. In my case, Rockefeller sent a letter to the House committee without ever telling John Thune. So this whole fake outrage about the lack of communication is a joke, but it's just meant to confuse the low educated voter, and many, 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 many of them are Democrats.
No question. The only outrage is the fact that they were surprised by it. You see, they don't like being surprised, and therefore they're all up in arms about it. But just, you're in California, right? And so you're there in the land of Maxine Waters, who, by the way, is convinced the Russians are invading Korea. And that it's time for Donald Trump to resign before he gets impeached, because impeachment is inevitable, according to Maxine Waters.
I don't know. I actually think this is probably a great time to announce my new book for the conservative coffee table. Stupid Things Democrats Say. It's a thick book. There'll be 25 volumes. And the first volume will come out next month.
Yeah,
and she's the first issue's cover, because even Democrats got to say, "Shut up, Maxine."
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Yeah.
I don't know. What do you say to that?
Yeah, I don't know what you do with that. I mean, you've got Pelosi, who says outrageous things just by matter of course. But here's the thing about the Democrats: they are on the same talking page. I mean, they have when their talking points go out, whoever they're issued by, George Soros, whoever gets them their walking papers. I mean, they're right on it. Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, nobody varies. And they're right there. And like Chuck Schumer says, we're here to help the president get his repeal Obamacare thing through. As long as he doesn't repeal Obamacare, we're here to help. I mean, what?
Well,
look,
this is the extreme temper tantrum of a group of people that are going down. As long as the same people that put Trump in the White House don't take the bait. And the one thing about Maxine Waters and Nancy Pelosi is they cannot leave their districts and go into red states and campaign to try to sway anybody. Right now in Tom Price's district, the Democrats are spending millions trying to get this 30-year-old kid to be the Democratic, the Democratic congressman in that district. But they said Nancy Pelosi might show up, and the Republicans were so excited. If Nancy Pelosi steps foot in Georgia, there may be Georgia Lives Matter movement.
Yeah.
We could have tents and skip. So, they also could be the gift that keeps on giving. We don't know, because, the 2018 elections, we need people that are shrewd in their campaigning, as Trump was in these Senate seats, and it could be Carnegie again. Because I don't know if they're really fooling anybody, really, except the media. And the
I don't know. You know, here's what I wonder about looking for, because now it's Donald Trump and the Republicans are saying, listen, we're going to have a plan for health care back in play here soon. And they didn't actually get set back in a loss. They just withdrew. It's like halftime or something, I suppose. They withdrew from the conversation on Friday, which looked, well, of course, the media piled on. Big loss. Not really a loss. There was no score. But they said they're going to come back around with a new plan for health care, and the tax reform is going to be on the horizon, and this infrastructure deal is on the horizon. Donald Trump still has the opportunity to get a lot of big things done, and rolling back the Clean Power Plan just yesterday, big things are happening that are part of his campaign promises. So he keeps clicking off different parts of his agenda, looking out for something even bigger. And if he does that healthcare thing, Doherty, I think that 2018 is going to be awfully poor for the Democrats.
Right. And also, now that Clean Power thing, it drives me nuts that it gets titled that way. That's the quintessential I Hate Republican title. And the Republicans should come back and go, no. This was we're repealing the complete destruction of an industry and putting middle class people out of work plan from Obama that utterly destroyed West Virginia and Pennsylvania and handed the White House to Donald Trump. That's what that was all about.
You know, let me ask you one more thing before we go, you know, because we haven't talked about this in a week or two, but about the eavesdropping on Trump, it seems like there's a fair chance that something went on there. And where is Barack Obama?
Well, he's at some island in the French Antilles for a month, isn't he? Someplace, I don't know.
Something like that,
He's exactly where he always was. I think he's playing golf, but now it's just in a different location without the media. But it's not a guy. I mean, look, he didn't apologize. They spin everything. He is now going, put it out there, and now be researching more. I was actually with the guys in the State Department last night at this meeting here, and there's just a whole lot of stuff that'll be coming out. But it's all wordsmithing. All they're attacking is, you know, he used the word wiretap, and there wasn't a wiretap.
Exactly right. I got to leave it there, Doherty, because they are parsing words in order to try to embarrass him. Enjoy California, my friend.